And I'm sure maybe if you're in that phase or you've ever been there where you see these wildly successful people and there's this moment of, oof, like I want that. And like, but how? And you just kind of get down bad, the imposter syndrome or the self-doubt, wondering, pondering, not knowing your next steps on how the hell these people are creating this type of trust with their consumers, how people are able to just boom, like here's 20,000 plus cash. So yeah, in today's episode, we're breaking down how clients willingly, happily invest well over $20,000 in less than an hour of finding me. I'm Natasha Zorick, two-time founder and self-made millionaire. This podcast is home to female founders, creatives, and change makers. If you're aspiring to think bigger and earn bigger, then you're in the right place. Get ready to tune into some honest takes on this crazy journey we call entrepreneurship. Hello and welcome back. So in today's episode, I feel like we're taking a trip down memory lane from when we all started in business, or maybe you're in the early stages, or maybe you're not at this quote unquote level just yet. And you're in that curiosity phase. You're in that like yearning phase. And I feel like I'm taking a step back from my old like baby entrepreneur POV. So this is going to be, you know, fun to dive into. When I used to watch people quite literally make my old yearly salary while I was in university within minutes or within an hour or just a few days, I will never forget that feeling when I couldn't fathom it. I couldn't break it down because at that stage, my money mindset, my perception on cash and the value of a dollar to me was completely different. And I didn't see it then, but I see it now. That was breaking my barriers and quote unquote, jumping me into this different level and perspective on life, on money, on potential in business. And it was a very special thing to go through now that I can see it. In the moment, it felt heavy. And I'm sure maybe if you're in that phase or you've ever been there where you see these wildly successful people and there's this moment of, oof, like I want that. And like, but how? And you just kind of get down bad, the imposter syndrome or the self-doubt, wondering, pondering, not knowing your next steps on how the hell these people are creating this type of trust with their consumers, how people are able to just boom, like here's 20,000 plus cash. So yeah, in today's episode, we're breaking down how clients willingly, happily invest well over $20,000 in less than an hour of finding me. How it can be 30,000, 35 and up. And it's a moment of they land on my page, whether it's Instagram or my podcast, and then they're willing to pay me immediately. And they do. And it can very well be pay in full. That's happened multiple times, 20K, 25, 35K and up, just lands into my Stripe or bank account. Or it can be the payment plans. But nonetheless, within less than an hour of them finding me, they are willing to invest. So in this episode, we're breaking down how and why that occurs so that you can start to shift your perspective and the way you operate. Maybe it's your messaging. There's a lot of moving pieces, but we're going to kind of go over seven main elements that you can start to apply within your business so that you can see this type of shift. Number one, this is something I keep saying it till I'm blue in the face, but I will keep saying it. Aesthetics, good visuals, marketing assets are just so important. And I'll keep saying this until I'm blue in the face. The visuals, the aesthetics, the brand identity is just as important as the copy and the strategy, the coaching that you leverage, because it all falls under the umbrella of marketing and good marketing, right? And sales psychology as well, and consumer behavior. So one of the biggest things I've noticed, and if you want to listen to actually the other episode that I have of why industry leaders consistently hire me, I kind of break this down more in depth, but what they have said and what leads to these big pay in full clients, right? And these instant pay in full clients is number one, this is the feedback. One, I knew this from the strategy that I was applying, and I got direct confirmation and validation from these clients that have invested within me in less than an hour of finding me. But the aesthetics, it immediately wowed them. I even just hired on a designer who was working with one of my clients. She is so deep-rooted in psychology, which I really, really love. So that's why I took her on. I think she's an incredible designer, but she said that my one client kept saying, like, the moment she landed on my page, she was mesmerized. How it was, yes, the neutral vibes and all that, but there was something different, and I was not giving coach by any means. It was just very authentic. And she said it immediately wowed her and called her in and took her on this trail of binging my content. But that was the immediate wow factor. And it wasn't only just this one client that said it. It wasn't just the designer of this client that said that. It's been multiple clients who have participated in this act of investing and investing big very quickly with me. They always say the number one thing was the good visuals and marketing assets. It is so important that you have that immediate wow factor. And it's not to the point of being a perfectionist or holding back until every little detail. You can take the messy action. You can have some of the janky branding here and there. But as long as it's, you know, similar color palette, similar fonts, it fits your overall brand identity. There's such a difference between perfectionism and the messy and inspired action. And you don't want to be sloppy, right? Like, the marketing and the visuals behind your brand identity do matter. And I'm telling you, it is living proof. Being on the other side of seeing how clients willingly trust me and invest and have this immediate likability factor and this magnetic energy towards my brand, the first step was the visuals. We see with our eyes first, right? So that's a big thing. That's point number one. Number two is I have very clear call to actions in my copy. So let's say I immediately catch your eye with the design. You know exactly how to binge me, how to be so accessible. I make it very easy for you to get on the podcast, get on my email list, understand my thought leadership, understand my non-negotiables, the hills I will die on, and then I really am clear with where to direct you. Remember, consumers like to be told where to be, like to be told where to go, how to consume. Take our thinking, our mindless scrolling, and give us just an easy 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 type of step vibe as we are consuming. That is going to lead to higher conversions. The number one conversion killer is confusion. So that's number two. I very strategically have multiple mini journeys. It's like an ecosystem behind the scenes that allow this to happen. And I even think of the one client who specifically found me, and in less than an hour, she said it probably would have been 20 minutes if she didn't have to drive to her appointment in the morning, but she found me, clicked, binged a podcast episode, and then boom, clicked and applied and paid in full to the mastermind. It was beautiful. And all of that occurred because of my clear call to actions. She didn't have to dig. She didn't have to look. She didn't have to DM me to ask for information. I made it very, very clear. Number three, cross-brand awareness. I make it so easy to binge my content, like I said, and it's less clicks. If I learned one thing in my government job, it is conversion. Again, the less clicks and conversion goes down when the clicks are up. So less clicks is so important for the user experience, and every single click is every lost conversion and more. It is very important. So I'm extremely, extremely focused on that when I am mapping out my design, when I'm mapping out my copy, in my funnels. I make it so easy for you to continue this consumption journey within my brand. Number four, I focus on my leadership and my specific marketing methods that are based around the main elements that I speak to within leadership. I have a whole method behind this. It's very powerful. I mentor on this quite often in my 6-figure to 7-figure mastermind, which we are running a next round in July. We are well over 60% sold out by now, which is crazy to think about. It started filling up actually in January. But I make sure that I am very loud and proud in my messaging, that I communicate my shared values, that I share the spicy takes, the opinions. I will not play small in order to play safe. That is not what I'm here to do, and it's not what you are here to do. If you're playing it safe and you're in the complete people pleasing and you're scared to ruffle feathers, you are going to be forgotten. You want to drive a movement and a mission. And when you drive a movement and a mission, you're going to have people who disagree, who are not behind the movement, who are low-key haters. It is what it is, but you're going to have that if you do it, and you're going to have it if you do not do it. So do you want to do it and have it, or do you want to not do it and still have it, right? It's really up to you to decide how you want to lead, what voice you want to champion out, what mission you want to speak on and be proud of. But one big component to why clients will effortlessly invest $20,000 in even less than an hour of finding me, and I'm new in their world, is because of that powerful copy, because they can get behind my words, they can get behind my values, they can get behind my energy, my movement, my mission. It's disruptive. They resonate. And it really is, like the study says, 87% of consumers are more likely to purchase when they have a shared value. So there you go. Proof is in the pudding. Data doesn't lie. That's why I lead with it in my marketing and my strategies. And immediately from a few clicks, you will catch the vibe. You'll start going down that rabbit hole of those strong opinions, thoughts, right? And leadership. And that is what gets people hooked. And it doesn't go in one ear and out the other. It sticks. And then they continue again, that consumption journey, which also leads or is very well combined with number three, the cross-brand awareness. I make it easy for them to continue to binge with less clicks. There's so much strategy within that, but that's just like a little sliver of it. But number five, my tried and true consumer and sales psychology, consumer behavior and sales psychology is just what I do in my copy and my strategies. And it really, really, really does get people. It cuts the noise. It cuts the fluff. It gets right in the consumer's mind and helps them feel this immediate sense of like, ooh, okay, something's a little different here. And then a few hours later, oh, I'm thinking of, you know, that post that I read from Natasha, and let me go look again. So then they are actively searching me up. And then boom, they get an email from me because I made it, again, easy to get on the cross-brand awareness. And it's this whole element of such a robust strategy that I leverage, but it is a huge reason as to why people have an instant trust factor, I'm memorable, and I just speak to certain people the way they want to be spoke to because I understand the different diverse ways to communicate within buyer and consumer sales psychology. It is so important to have that, and you're not just speaking to the masses in just one. And if you want to really unpack number five here, you can actually binge my mini sales series. I think I have 4 episodes where I really unpack sales psychology, consumer behavior, all that goodness. So if you want to go binge those, then you can. They're right there ready for you. But that's the main thing, is I don't use these boring scripts. I'm not a bro marketer. I don't use manipulation. I don't abuse the scarcity and loss aversion tactics. I have a very people-first approach, and I understand my unique audience and consumers, and I make sure to infuse that time and time and time again within my content, my copy, my systems, you name it. And that is what gets people immediately locked on, and it completely, again, cuts the fluff in this very busy, busy, busy space, which is so powerful to have that impact. And it's kind of once you know with the strategies. Going into number six is, this is another hill I'll die on. I got my sustainable systems. I am present even when I am not present because my systems do the heavy lifting for me, and I make sure that they are seamless, they are beautiful, and they are just a whole vibe through and through. That's another big thing, which I'm going to hit home to, back to number point one, aesthetics. One of the biggest things when people are onboarding with me is they'll say, oh my gosh, like they physically email my team and they say, what system are you using? How do you do this? That was the most sexy, seamless onboarding process that I've ever gone through. Like, what is this? I have to know. And by the way, it is go high level. I am a go high level girly till I die. It has now cut my cost by over 80%. I got rid of Podia, Kajabi, Thrivecart, ClickFunnels, Dubsado, Calendly, my text marketing. I got rid of my MailerLite, my email marketing. I got rid of everything. And it's all in one, and it's all less than $100. And the affiliate program is incredible. So I'm going to drop the link in the show notes if you want to sign up, get 2 weeks free. It is such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful software that has changed the game. You can even add in ChatGPT there, code, little elements if you need to make it extra, extra custom, which is so invaluable, has a white labeling feature, you name it. But it's a sustainable system. So this goes down to even when they click around for the application, which I'm even like, I don't make my applications basic, bitch. I make them a little bit elevated. Also, if you are in a funnel, if, you know, especially if you're on the app wait list right now, you'll see the beautiful design. I try to move and push the envelope just a little bit to have that aesthetic feel, to have that, okay, everything's consistent, right? That is very, very important. Is it a little bit of extra work? Yeah, but it's so special to me to do that. It's fun for me to do that. I see the value in it through and through, from the strategy to the design to the psychology to the consumer behavior. It all makes sense in my strategy-filled brain. And I love it. It just brings me joy. My little type A self is like, oh, yes. But that's a huge reason why people happily pay me so much money so quickly, is because I have prioritized sustainable, supportive, and aesthetic systems. It is tried and true within my business. Now, number 7, suite offerings and structure, because I actually have the offerings for those high-level people. This is one of the biggest things I have seen from building out so many suites within my days, okay? So many product suites, offerings, courses, just got in my hands from the service pro to the business owner or the business coach. Your offers, you're like, why am I not attracting high-level people? Because one, you don't have the offer for them. Two, your prices are just not it. I'm telling you too, I'm an ideal consumer for this. And if I put my consumer hat on, I'm looking to pay premium. I am not cheaping out. We want the premium. Now, of course, there's moments for deals. We all love a good, you know, to save a buck or two. But when it comes to our brand and certain like huge pillars like copy, design, or coaches, we're looking to pay to play. We really are. And oftentimes too, like your program names or like the way you're messaging it, you haven't changed it. You're still speaking to the beginner. So that's why we're tuning it out. We're not tapped onto it. You're not focusing on buyer psychology for these higher level people, right? These higher level clients. So one thing is, I did a huge shift. When I did my rebrand, I did my whole audit and I got very clear on my website of who I am working with, but more importantly, who I do not work with. That was huge. And then I supported that within my messaging for the certain offers. I got very clear and I matched the pricing accordingly. And I've never had more pay in full. I literally, within 11 days into this new year, 2023, I brought in over $100,000 cash. 11 days into the new year. Because I had three people pay in full, over $20,000 to me. All huge, big name people, people who have multiple businesses, people who are writing books as well, people who have been in Forbes 5 times, people who are multi-millionaires. And it's a beautiful thing. And this is why, because of my suite offering, because of the structure of my business, because of the sustainable systems, the sales psychology, the thought leadership, the cross-brand awareness, the clear call to actions, and the aesthetics. Those are the 7 points. It all goes together. It all flows. It's very strategy-based and it's a very well-converting and a very supportive strategy that I'm really proud of. And when I apply this within my clients' businesses, whether you're in my private mentorship or the masterminds, it is a beautiful journey to watch my clients also experience these shifts and this impact, because it just feels good. It's more sustainable. You know why and how these elements are working. And you're also just proud of what you're putting out. And you can track the data, the conversions, and that is invaluable. So I'll leave it with that. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I will see you in the next one. Thank you for listening to the Tash Talks podcast. My name is Natasha Zorick and I encourage you to be an audacious leader in both your life and business. If you love tuning in, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts and follow along at www.natashazorick.com/podcast and over on Instagram at natasha.zorick. See you soon.